and secretive behavior confirmed it. If only her mother would listen. The faint rattle of carriage wheels reached her ears, and she adjusted her black mask, the fabric itchy against her skin. The image of her stepfather's polished smile flashed in her mind, spurring her resolve. She could not falter now. If she could obtain the key he kept in his jacket pocket, she could unlock his secrets. A coach came into view, lanterns glowing faintly in the foggy darkness. Elspeth clicked her tongue, urging her horse forward. She rode into the middle of the road and levelled her pistol at the driver, who pulled the reins with a startled shout.
"Highwayman!"
the driver bellowed, his voice carrying through the still night. Elspeth summoned the deepest voice she could muster.
"Stand and deliver!"
A moment later, the coach door opened, and a tall, broad-shouldered man stepped out. The glow of the lanterns revealed his sharp features. He had a square jaw, dark hair neatly brushed forward, and long sideburns. His posture was confident, his expression mildly curious rather than alarmed. He was not her stepfather. Drat. Elspeth's heart sank. She had stopped the wrong coach. This was a waste of time. She lowered the pistol slightly, irritated with herself. Why had she not taken more care to ensure it had been her stepfather's coach?
"You may go,"
she muttered. The man raised a brow, stepping forward.
"I beg your pardon?"
"I said, you may go."
She tried to maintain her commanding tone, though the encounter was already spiraling into absurdity.
"Are you not here to rob me?"
he asked, incredulous. Elspeth shook her head.
"Not today."
The man took a step closer to her.
"Why did you stop and inconvenience us, then, if you have no intention of robbing us?"
He did make a valid point. She had never tried to rob someone before. It might look suspicious if she did not try to take something from him.
"Fine. Give me your pocket watch."
The man hesitated before removing a gleaming gold pocket watch from his waistcoat.
"This has been in my family for generations."
Feeling sympathy for the man's plight, Elspeth said.
"Then keep it and give me something else, something worthless. A trinket, perhaps."
The man studied her for a long moment, before smirking.
"You are not a very convincing highwayman."
"I am,"
Elspeth declared. The man did not look convinced.
"For starters, you are a woman."
"Women can be highwaymen," she argued.
"It is rare,"
he said.
"Almost as rare as a young woman wearing trousers and sitting astride on a horse."
Elspeth felt her frustration starting to grow.
"I do not have time to argue with you on the merits of highway women. I'm growing tired of this conversation. If you are not nice, I will demand your pocket watch as payment for you to continue on this road."
"That is fine,"
the man said with a slight shrug.
"It is a trinket that I picked up when I was at the market. It is worth nothing."
"You lied to me?"
she asked, trying to ignore the irony of her question. The man chuckled.
"Says the woman in trousers who is trying to rob me."
Elspeth pointed the pistol at the man.
"You, sir, have just lost your pocket watch. Bring it to me and you can be on your way."
"Very well, but you could at least tell me where you live,"
the man said as he slowly approached her.
"And why would I be foolish enough to do that?"
The man stopped next to her horse and extended the pocket watch.
"So I may know where to retrieve my pocket watch."
"Where I live is not important."
The man's lips curled into a smile.
"I disagree. A lady highwayman is quite rare."
Elspeth grew tense.
"I never said I was a lady."
"You did not have to,"
the man said.
"It is in the manner in which you speak and how you sit atop your horse that makes me wonder why you have turned to a life of crime."
"I did not turn to a life of crime,"
Elspeth stated, growing defensive. The unmitigated gall of this man. He did not know her. He did not know why she was doing this. The man held the pocket watch up higher.
"Take it, my lady highwayman."
Keeping the pistol trained on him, Elspeth reached with her other hand for the pocket watch.
"Thank you, sir."
"Just in case you were wondering, my name is Niles Drayton, the